Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is the website, and that's how you can find her and how she will help you with your social media, which, as you can tell, she knows what she's talking about. Kathy, thanks again for being here.
Thanks. There are
some famously, infamously, notoriously, Mark Zuckerberg went before Congress in the last year and a half or so, and Europe, went to Europe, and basically said this: we do not know how to ethically run our businesses. Our customers don't know how to behave ethically on our platforms, so you're probably going to have to regulate us. Did I overstate anything? Did I misstate anything there, essentially, Kathy?
No, I think that these probes, both Google and Facebook,
he's getting his wish, isn't he? He's getting his wish.
Well, the antitrust probes focus on the fact that, you know, they're really endangering. It's not just about the data. It's not just about how they run their business.
Right.
It's the fact that they are the only game in town for that business. They have too much power and they're too large. And so they are, you know, looking at antitrust violations, and they, you know, the Facebook, policy or how they are responding to that new, and actually for Facebook, 9 different states are launching an antitrust probe.
Right.
And they said, well, people have multiple choices for every one of the services we provide, you know, and so their concern is, well, you know, we're not doing anything that's not within the scope of business. But now over on Google's side, 50 states have joined an antitrust probe. So it's a little bit more serious over
and,
on
and they're
Google's
also,
side.
They're also looking into malfeasance by Amazon, which I know that of that case because they practice malfeasance against me. I mean they're costing me money every day right now because of their bad behavior on their platforms. But Kathy, the thing to remember is what you have to keep all this in perspective. The government has not one clue, not a slight clue about what to do about any of these things. The state governments or the federal governments, they're only doing this for one thing, to kind of show make a noise and to make a showing that they're trying to do something. Well, number one, as you said, they don't even know how to prosecute them. They don't know why they're prosecuting them. All they know is they've gotten really big, and they're kind of exclusive.
Yep.
They're a little bit of a monopoly, but not completely. And all they're doing is they're going to make a noise and make some effort to make their voters believe that they've done something. See, this is what happened with Microsoft.
Yeah.
Remember USB Microsoft from 98, 99, 2000, 2001? I mean, the truth is, by the time the judge dropped the gavel on that case, the technology had gone around them. It was moot. It was irrelevant.
Yeah, and it could happen again. Some, you know, obviously there are always new technologies coming out, and people get tired of old things, and then they go, "Oh, this isn't working. Let me try something new." So we know that can happen, even no matter how large the companies get.
Yep.
But on Google, they have a long list of questions to answer about their digital advertising
and their political behavior. That's one of the things the states are looking into. Are they suppressing speech internally, and are they affecting politics? But one thing to remember, Kathy, is that is that these big platforms don't really mind government interference because they've got enough money to work within that through their lobbyists. The more regulatory behavior there is against these guys, the higher the barrier to entry to any future competitors.
Right.
Isn't that really the deal?
So it's definitely going to be something that will be interesting to watch and see how they navigate through these. But they're both under, antitrust probes. So,
but one of the things you're going to watch for, Kathy, one of the things you want to watch for is this will be a clinic on how much the government does not know about how to deal with these guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for being here. Good job today. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. I got to go for this hour, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.